Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, folks? Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Darren Harris. And this is the Darren Harris Podcast. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to continue talking about what I was talking about last week. Last week was the storm, so that's what my subject is going to be today, is what happens after the storm. Lots of shit, man. There's a lot of things, man. First, I want to say the dopest shit I've ever seen. Really, the dopest shit I've ever seen were the linemen. I was up here in Lake City, Florida, where there were at the fairgrounds, it was a hub, and for all of the volunteer linemen that came from other states, you know, to help with the cleaning effort, the cleanup effort. And they were stationed, I guess, right here at the top of Florida in Lake City. It was like 1,000 people. The governor came here and he spoke. The governor came to little old Lake City. He damn sure did. Came out here and spoke. But it was awesome to see, you know, so many people from other places volunteering to help people get through their stuff. My little dog is down there snoring. Had to give her a little nudge. All the dogs are sleeping right now. Anyway, back to the linemen. The linemen, they came, it was literally thousands of them. Not thousands, maybe about a good 500. It was a lot of trucks, a lot of people out here at the fairground. And it made me very happy to see people from other states rallying behind, you know, victims of tragedy. It was a shining moment for humanity in my eyes. It was terrible. You know, so many people lost everything they had. I've seen some friends, you know, some friends' Facebook posts, and you know, their Facebook posts are, they've lost everything. You know, they're showing pictures of the insides of their homes or what used to be their homes. And you just wonder how they're going to get through this. You can't even imagine, you know, because I certainly can't, because I haven't, I mean, I had, like I said, I was in Hurricane Michael, but we never got flooded. It was never flooded like that. It was never flooded like that. And it wasn't as strong of a storm. And it was pretty bad. I can't imagine. I mean, it looks like a complete war zone down there. It was crazy. So, while I've been doing my research for this week's episode, I have been, listening to some new music. I highly recommend that you check out, if you are a fan of R&B, and especially old R&B, as I am, and you like the Isley Brothers. The Isley Brothers have just come out with a brand new album. Yes, that's right. The Isley Brothers have just come out with a brand new album, and it's titled Make Me Say It Again, Girl. And I'll say it again. Well, let me say it the first time. It's fucking dope. It's great. It is great. And I'll say it again. It's dope. It's super. It's a great album. It really is. It has, it is very nostalgic. It is classic Isley Brothers. That's the classic Isley Brothers sound. It is, it's all over it. But there is, I mean, it's, there's so many new, I mean, he had Beyonce, him and the song that him and Beyonce did is, listen, Goosebumps City, just goosebumps, goosebumps, goosebumps. And I mean, just to have the two, I mean, it was so good to hear, you know, to hear that, to hear, you know, good traditional, you know, classic R&B with like a new flavor. And also, man, I'm gonna tell you what, he got a track out with Rick Ross. The track with Rick Ross, super serious. Super serious. I will say that again. Super, super serious. Like me, I'm a beat maker. And whoever made that beat, man, you got my utmost respect, because that shit is super tight, homie. That shit is tight, tight work. It really is, man. And just the whole song itself. And really, you know, Ronald Isley, he just sings the hook on that song. You know, Ross is... you know, he's the main on the song, but the hook, man, just nasty, just grimy, super good, super, super good tune. And he got another tune out with 2 Chainz, and that was good. And then he's got a song with Earth, Wind, and Fire and El DeBarge. They, because it's brothers. They got a song out with Earth, Wind, and Fire and El DeBarge, and it's just that one too. It's just, you hear all the classics of those artists as well. Like, I used to listen to DeBarge back in the day, and I also used to listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire because my parents, my mother especially, was a big fan of Earth, Wind, and Fire. So you hear all of that in the music. So while I was doing my research for this week's episode, I, you know, like I said, I tiptoed over to YouTube, turned it on, and was like, you know, I've always liked the Isley Brothers, but I was looking for something different. You know, I was looking for something maybe a bit more up tempo, or, you know, more of this day. But I'll tell you what, it is a pleasant surprise that I found something that takes me back to, you know, just the nostalgic feeling of the way music was back in those days, because it was real ass music, you know. And this is, I always say, you know, you can tell timeless music when you hear it. And this right here has all the makings of timeless music, because so many songs and so many artists come out with albums that they just came out with the album last couple of months ago, and you can't really remember any of the tracks on it or what the album was really about. You know, so many times that happens. But I just see this being really timeless music, and I see it bleeding over. I see older people listening to this. I see younger people like vibing to it. It really does have a real vibe, man. So it is called Make Me Say It Again, Girl, if I didn't say it the first time. And it's by the Isley Brothers. So check it out whenever you get a chance. Yeah. So as I continue to look at the Facebook posts from my friends, and, you know, just kind of read their stories and, you know, what it's going to take for them to rebuild, you know, it was hard for me to imagine what it would be like to lose absolutely everything. Now, I have lost absolutely everything a couple of times, but it was in storage units, and that's a different story. I mean, not to know, like, I ain't lose no shit to no natural disaster or nothing like that. Like, you know, I lost some storage shit, but to lose stuff like that in, like, a natural disaster, I couldn't, And not only that, I mean, the sheer act of survival to begin with in something like that. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy what they had to endure for the period of time that it was there. You know? I mean, what do you do with that? It's a few hours, and everything you own is gone. Can you imagine that? Most of us can't. Some of us can because some of us have gone through it. You know, I've been through very bad hurricanes, really bad ones, but I've always been fortunate. I've always been fortunate. You know, by the grace of God, I have always, always been fortunate. The worst that's happened to me, like I said, I was without power for 7 days. But from what I'm understanding, you know, it's a lot better because a few days ago, there was like 1.3 million people without power in Florida. Now I think that number in a few days has gone down considerably. A few of my friends have posted that they got power, you know, like a couple of days after. So I'm glad to see that the infrastructure is improving and holding up for these people. But I mean, it is still going to take a huge, huge rebuild. I mean, just a huge rebuild. I mean, I don't see it. It's going to take a lot and a lot of money, man. But I'm going to tell you what, people made a lot of money. There's a lot of money happening. There's a lot of money changing hands. Some people lost everything and did lose everything because they weren't insured. But some people, the ones that were insured, man, windfall. You know, it's tragic that, you know, they've lost everything. So they've lost some things. But they are about to reap the benefits of being able to make the claim for insurance. Get everything rebuilt. Hurricane proof, hopefully. So, what am I burning on this week? I'm burning on the strain that I got from, I'm just going to say the dispensary, Trulieve. I got it from Trulieve. If you got a Trulieve close to you, visit it. I got some ground flower. I got two things, but I got one of the ones I got was already this strain of the week, so I'm not going to go over it again. But this one I got is called Boogie Board. It's a hybrid. I think it's an indica, more indica-leaning hybrid because, you know, when you burn a little bit of it, it definitely relaxes you to the point where you want to kind of lay down for a few minutes. But it's 22%, and it was real mellow. Like I said, it was real mellow. But for indica, I was able to kind of get some things done on it before I, you know, succumbed to sleep. It really is a good lay down and watch a movie strain. You know what I'm saying? Me and the wife, we just kind of, you know, we sat back, turned on like Infinity War or some shit like that, and just kind of kicked back and watched that and passed out on the living room fold out. And we woke up at like 3:30 in the morning, got up, walked the dogs, went back in the room and passed out for the rest of the night. Got some good sleep, which absolutely helped me with insomnia that I've been suffering. And I did wake up, though. I can't really front, I did wake up. I am still waking up, and which reminds me to ask everybody, or even to wish, I hope your mental health is good. And how is your mental health this week? I hope your mental health is in a good space, especially those down in Southwest Florida, because I know that has exacted a heavy toll on a lot of people, on a lot of people's mental health, and a lot of people's mental well-being, a lot of feelings of hopelessness. What am I going to do now? Where am I going to go from here? Man, it's hard to imagine. I'm going to take a couple of minutes, and when I come back, we'll keep talking about after the storm, surviving Hurricane Eben. surviving Hurricane Ian, not Hurricane Even, surviving Hurricane Even when I come back on the Darren Harris Podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Dip it, dunk it, douse it, flip it. Honey barbecue sweet and sour, is it? Hot honey mustard ketchup. Twirl it, twist it, snatch it, share it. Try to catch it. One bite, two bites, all the way to 20 bites. Ah, 20 bites is out of sight.
Now at McDonald's, get 20 chicken McNuggets for just $4.99. That's right, 20 for $4.99.
Ah, that's inspiring.
Free Wi-Fi now available. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, what's up, folks? You are listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. I'm back. Had to take a break for a couple of seconds. Let some folks speak. And I'm going to continue to speak. So, we watched the Weather Channel. As I'm sure, the Weather Channel got some serious ratings over the course of the hurricane and hurricane season. I think they get some pretty good, and I got some pretty good weather apps, but you know, you want to watch these guys get blown around. The guys on the Weather Channel, man, they're extra with it. They're super extra. Like, some of them are just out there to be out there getting blown around just to, you know, so we can actually see. But I like the new graphics that they got to show you what the storm surge and all that shit is, because it's really informative and it really helps you make a decision whether or not you're going to stick around when they start telling you about, you know, six foot storm surges. And then because a lot of people, you know, especially people in the interior who've never really lived, they don't really realize or recognize what a real storm surge is. You may not know, but it's when all the water from the ocean comes and just is up on it, just up on you, you know, and it could be like 6-8 feet, you know, some places 9-10 feet. You know, I've heard places having 15-foot storm surge. What? 15-foot storm surge? Nothing survives. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got a boat or evacuated, nothing survives. 15, unless you, or you live in the top of, you know, a high rise or something like that. But, you know, the storm surge is, you know, like they said, the storm surge is what kills most of the people. It's not the wind or the rain or anything like that. It's the storm surge. People get trapped in their homes. They refuse to evacuate, which I don't understand why people wouldn't evacuate, especially if it's like a mandatory evacuation. If they're telling you to mandatory evacuate, it's for a serious reason. But there's a lot of people who can't afford to evacuate. Like I said last week, some people can't. But I would have to try. You know, there's got to be some way to evacuate that. You know, or, you know, when you start seeing or another thing, start taking shit seriously. You know, start taking shit seriously. I mean, like I said last week, there was a guy in the middle of the Caloosahatchee River on a jet ski screaming for help. Well, apparently that's not an isolated incident. There was another guy who rode out there was a few people who, and I had to think about this for a minute because they're out there. There's a lot of people who live out there on their sailboats, and they live there. It's their home. It's their full-time. Like, I have an RV. These people have a sailboat. And some of them didn't know what to do or they didn't get any notice. And they got hit by a Category 4 hurricane as well. And I don't know how many, you know, I don't know how many people were out there that didn't make it. But they have some stories of a few people that did make it. You know, there's a guy who just was out there, you know, just because this is his house. And he just wrote it out there. God bless him. You know, there was another gentleman who he was on his boat, and his boat got put to the top of some mangroves. Wild business. And listen, that's not even the wildest thing that's going on now. Down there in the floodwaters, there's places down there that are flooded. There are alligators and snakes that are starting to infiltrate some of these homes where, you know, it's just been inundated with floodwaters, and that's just what it is now. There's alligators and snakes and all kind of craziness up in these houses now where these people lived at. And psh, come on, wow. Could never imagine that. I know millions of us, like millions of people are listening to my podcast. Millions of us could never imagine what that would be like. I could not even get that. Where I used to live got alligators running through the hallway now. Trying to go back and clean up some memorabilia, and you got, like, you know, 10-foot snake in your bedroom. Crazy business, man. Fort Myers Beach is destroyed. Sanibel Island, also destroyed. The bridge collapsed going out to Sanibel Island. Only way on, only way off. Collapsed, gone. There are efforts to get, you know, the survivors to safety, which have been successful, but still. Destroyed. Sanibel Island, full of multi-million dollar homes, destroyed. But like I said, insurance money. Insurance money, insurance money. That's what's going to repair it. That's what's going to fix it. The insurance companies are going to do their part, and they're going to fix Fort Myers Beach and for the ones that have insurance. And I, you know, God help the ones that don't. You know, God help the ones that didn't have hurricane or flood insurance. And make sure you do. Make sure you. And oh yeah, all you new Floridians, I want to talk to you too. All y'all, you too. Like it's two of y'all. It's 2 million of you. I want to talk to all these new Floridians that just moved here and paid cash for these homes. That is a taste of what Florida is about. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to scare nobody, but that's, you just saw what happened. I mean, I know the people in Pinellas County, St. Petersburg that paid cash for all of them. I know their asshole just puckered straight up when they were like, the Hurricane Ian is headed for St. Petersburg. I know their ass was like, I know it. Just paid cash for this house. It's about to get blown away. For real. But, you know, like us here in North Florida, we were spared. They were spared. But Southwest Florida, unfortunately, they were not spared. But our prayers are with everyone down there, and as I'm sure everyone's is. You know, things like this. Things like natural disasters, terrorist attacks and natural disasters unite people. You know, things like this unite people. It brings out the best in people. I mean, I love but hate to say. It takes a tragedy or something devastating like this to bring out the best in people. Because traffic sure brings out the worst in motherfuckers, for real. Traffic is... I mean, you could be the nicest person in the world until you get behind the wheel of a car, and then you're just a straight dick. That's a lot of people. But anyway, that's another podcast, and that was a couple of podcasts ago. But the death toll, man, from this is still going up. They said, I saw something somewhere that said like 10,000 people could be missing, but that seems like a very large number. But hey, you never know. There's still a lot of people missing. I mean, there's people missing still. They're still looking for people. The death toll currently stands, the last time I saw it was at 103, which is a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot of people who died. They weren't prepared. And neither were the structures that they were in. Some of these structures, I mean, I've seen some of these structures. I've seen some structures make it that you just swear wouldn't have. And I've seen some structures that you swear would have made it that didn't. Crazy. Like I said, my best friend lives down there. And also, that if for anybody who doesn't know, that this Fort Myers is where my show is produced out of. Yep, that's right. Southwest Florida, wherever I am in the country or wherever I was, my show is actually produced right in Southwest Florida. And... man, I am so glad that the people on my team are safe. I'm so glad. My best friend, you know, my producer, Gentry Thomas, his family, you know, and the rest of the people who work at the facility. They all went through it. They all went through it. My buddy, like I said, my buddy lived on the fifth floor. He lost his car. He was, the other day, his wife and they were downstairs getting the car ready. They were taking everything out of the car because the insurance company, USAA, shout out to them also. Shout out to insurance. USAA came and they were going to pick it up and they get to go new car shopping, as a lot of people did, provided that you had the proper insurance. Some people didn't have gap insurance. I know when I had a BMW, I had my BMW, I crashed that bitch, and I found out how dumb I was because I didn't get gap insurance. Ha, never do that again. But anyway, if you had gap insurance, then you were taken care of. But yeah, a lot of people lost everything. I had a friend named Rebecca, her and her husband and their family. She had some pictures up on Facebook. And man, I cannot believe it. I'm like, where did you go? I mean, you evacuated. I'm glad you guys evacuated, but damn. Just looking at these pictures, you're just thankful. You're just so thankful, but you're so remorseful at the same time, because like I said, it's a friend of mine. These are friends of mine. These are people that I know, people I've spent time with, friends of mine down here in Southwest Florida that have gone through this. And some of them, you know, God bless them, they were unscathed. You know, my man, oh my God, it's Wicks. He lives down there. You know what I mean? You know, he made it through just fine. And God bless that brother right there. Shout out to you, Wicks. You know, but it wasn't just Southwest Florida. It was all across the state, even in Orlando, which was still very perilous because Orlando is very near and dear to both of our hearts here at the Harris household, because young Michael Harris, our son, lives in Orlando. My dad lives in Orlando. Her sister, my sister-in-law, Kimberly, lives in Orlando with my niece and nephew. She also has some cousins that live right there in Orlando. My sister also lives in Orlando, and I worked in Orlando, and actually I've lived in Orlando like three times, and I've had, you know, I have some friends there that also, you know, live there in Orlando. And by the grace of God, like I said, by the grace of God, they weren't affected very heavily at all. Except for my sister-in-law, they got a tree downed in the backyard. There's a tree that, I mean, it actually hit the house, but kind of anytime a tree hits the house, it's never minor, but, you know, it's on the scale of things, you know, it was relatively mild, but still some damage. And all the people that just tore right through the state and then back out. You know, and it's so disrespectful. Hurricanes are just disrespectful. They just come, they destroy the shit out of everything, and then they just leave, and there's nothing you can do about it. Powerless. And it just goes on about its business. It doesn't look back. It doesn't care. It has no remorse. And you're just... your whole world is over. But, like I said, sometimes it takes disasters to unite people. And, you know, I've seen people come through, you know, for people in tremendous fashion. And I don't believe this is going to be any different, you know, whether you're from this side of the tracks or from that side of the tracks. You know, I think everybody, it's time for everybody to start trying to come together. Whether you voted for this guy or that guy, it's time for everybody to stop letting these guys, you know, brainwash us and start looking out for each other. Because, like I said, The more we fight amongst ourselves. Meanwhile, the earth just gets mad and it don't care because the earth didn't vote for nobody. It don't give a shit about none of y'all. And it just wiped out all that shit. You know, we got to help each other. We got to help each other because they help themselves. You know, we have to help each other. Got to be prepared for things like this and got to take things like this seriously. And, you know, I hate to say it. But some of these people, you know, some people are people who had too much pride to leave or thought they knew better. Oh, you know, I've been through a hundred of these and da 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 da. So many people were like that and were not prepared. We're not prepared. We made sure that we were prepared. We were ready to leave. I was going to crank the engine up and bounce from here. Going west. Going to go west, get out of the way, let everything happen, and come back. If it was going to hit where we were, because for a few minutes, it was aimed right at us. You know, it was straight up on some Lake City, Florida. Lake City is where it's coming. Category 5 at Lake City, Florida is what I was hearing. I was hearing, oh, no, our motorhome is going to blow away like the Wizard of Oz. And nope, just get and drive away. But we were fortunate. We were very fortunate here. We did get some wind, which my wife is not happy with either. We got some tropical storm force winds up here. But my wife has already said, anytime that shit is over 40 degrees, 45 degrees, time to pull up anchor and get the fuck out of here. She's from Chicago, so she don't want to go through that. She don't want to go through that. They say, though, there's going to be, I mean, that was a powerful storm, very powerful, but they say they're going to get more powerful. They're going to get more powerful. And you, man, can you imagine more powerful than that? Well, damn. Category 5 is the highest category they got. You know what I'm saying? That was category 4, almost borderline category 5. I think it was like 2 miles per hour or something like that away from being a cat 5. Something ridiculous like that. I didn't really think it was going to be, you know, that close. I thought actually for a minute it was going to teeter over and just be a cat 5. And here you go. But it might as well have been. It was 1 point below. It might as well have been a cat 5 hurricane. It was crazy. It was crazy. We never got any rain, but we got the wind, and the wind was crazy. There's going to be stronger storms in the future. There's going to be stronger storms in the future. Did you hear what I said? There's going to be stronger storms in the future. Why? Because like it or not, regardless of who you voted for, it has everything to do with climate change. The climate of our planet is changing. And we're responsible for it. We, the people. We, the people, are responsible for it. Not just us, people all over the world. Not just us, but people all over the world. We're responsible for it. Climate change. Why? I hate to say it, but it's who we vote for. Some people believe it, some people don't. The ones that believe it fight for it. The ones that don't, they fight against it. And it's unfortunate because I believe it. It's the only planet we have, and what do we do if we fuck it up? And not for nothing, don't look now, we're fucking it up. We really are. And not only that, we're fucking ourselves up too. Fights and war and, you know, look at the bullshit going over in Iran, man. You know, with the women's protests. They're killing women in the street, man, just for speaking up, you know, wanting to take that shit off. They want to take that shit off, but the dudes is like, nah. But the world is powerless to do. We have to sit there and watch. But you know what, women of Iran, I know how y'all could do. I know how y'all could beat this. I know how you could beat this, women of Iran. Start leaving. Go to the store and keep walking. Say you're going to get bread and keep it pushing. That's how you do it. Just get the fuck out. You know, I know it's a little easier said than done, but psh, try and start looking that way. Look in that direction a little bit. But it's so many things, you know, so many things on this planet, not just natural disasters, because there are, you know, there's always going to be these things. There's always going to be storms and tsunamis and volcanoes and earthquakes and things like that. You know, but we, you know, the rhinoceroses, they have nothing to do with climate change. We have everything to do with climate change. We can stop it. We can at least, you know, put the brakes on it. Try and preserve what we got while we got it. That's why cats like Elon Musk, I like cats like that, because, you know, he's thinking like me. We got to get off this rock, man, because, you know, we about to tear this shit up. We about to tear the club up. But some people don't care. I care. I am going to take another break really fast because I got to go to the bathroom when I come back. RV life with my wife. This is the Darren Harris Podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
All right, folks, welcome back. Yes, so that's pretty much how I feel about what's going on with the storm. It's pretty much the things that I've seen. You know, my wife and I, we sat here and we talked about our friends that are down there. And we felt like we had made a really good decision when we purchased our RV, because it allowed us to be able to plan to leave. It allowed us to plan to evacuate, and it allowed us to not only, you know, evacuate in comfort. Now everybody, you know, oh, you're going to be trapped in traffic? Nah, because I don't mind being lost. I'll take a back road like a motherfucker. I will. I don't mind being lost. I'll take state roads, county roads. I'll take all that and find my way. I don't care how long it takes. As long as I can find a gas station on the way, I don't need to take the interstate. It could take me 20 days to get to Louisiana. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So, and you learn shit on the way. But we had, like I was saying, we thought about it because we didn't know that this was a good idea. We really didn't know. We really didn't know. We prayed about it and, you know, we debated about it, you know, but at the end of the day, it was a good idea for many different reasons. So definitely happy with our purchase of our motorhome, which is our home, which I'm probably going to start on some renovations here soon, which I'll let everybody know about. But so far, RV living with the wife has been really good. We've ran up on some challenges. You know, we've had a little bit of, you know, tiffs, but for the most part, everything is really good. You know, we're experiencing things that we've never experienced before. You know, we do things that we haven't done or never did in St. Petersburg when we lived down there. You know, St. Pete is a really nice town, really nice city, really, really nice town. And we didn't do shit. We went to the beach every now and then, every now and again. We lived 12 minutes from that shit. But, well, I went every day because I worked on that shit, but it was exacting a toll on me, you know, being in that environment. But never really got to enjoy the amenities there. But here, where there's nothing but a wide open field, you know, we walk around the RV park and feel completely comfortable, feel completely relaxed. People are friendly. The air is clean. The dogs are happy. They got a big, big field to run around in. Even the dogs, their coats are looking all good. It's good being here, man. Good, clean living for a little bit. Take a load off for a little while. Sit down and reflect and contemplate on how precious life is, especially after the disaster down south. Take time to realize that your life means something. So when things like this come, you love yourself so much that when somebody says evacuate, you get up and evacuate. Because you're not stronger than Mother Nature, or whatever the logic you have to use is to get your ass up and leave. You know, and just because you didn't get hit with the storm, you know, all these cocky people, just because you didn't get hit with the storm doesn't mean that you will never get hit with one, because this is Florida, baby. And one time or another, we all get hit with something we don't want to, if you've been living here, so. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen from here with Southwest Florida. I mean, Naples. I mean, sure, people are going to pull together, but, I mean, it leveled shit. I mean, like, you could start really. It's like an Etch-A-Sketch that you just shook up. You could start from scratch. You just have to clear all this stuff out. But you could literally, in certain parts of Fort Myers, you could start from scratch. Neighborhoods just wiped out. What are these people going to do, man? If you want to help these people, I suggest that you find a reputable charity and donate something to these folks, because they definitely need it. My nephew, man, shout out to my nephew, because he went and volunteered to go and help with the assist with the cleanup effort. So he's gone right now. He's gone right now assisting with the cleaning up down in Southern Florida. And everybody who went and did that, everybody who participated, I love you all, and I'm so glad that there are people like you in the world. It really makes a difference. It really does. People are so about themselves these days. They're really about themselves. They're really about me, 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 me. It's really good when you find people who are about people, just people, just people. We're all the same. We're all here together. We all got to live it. Whether you're rich or poor. And I'll tell you what, that the storm, it didn't care how much money you had in your bank account or nothing. It took this dude's 10 cars or something like that, I heard some dude had, and it got just by. It don't care about you. It does not care about you. So you got to care about yourself. You know, and shout out to the people that evacuated when they were told, you know, good for you. But my heart does go out to all the people who don't have a place to go, because I know eventually the shelters will fill up. You know, some friends only have so much couch space. There are people who don't have anybody down there. I wonder about those people, what they're going to go through. And my heart definitely goes out to them as well. I don't know, man. You know, I don't know. I do have a trip slated, I mean, to go down there. I'm supposed to go down there and, I was supposed to go down there and do some work in the actual studio, but I think there's some issues with it that need to be worked out as far as the storm is concerned. I heard they had lost power at the studio for a while, but I think everything's back online now. I'm not exactly sure, but I hope so. I'm just glad everybody is safe. I did see that there are some places downtown that are starting to reopen in Fort Myers and also in Orlando. Orlando got some pretty substantial flooding. They got it pretty good. All that little strip across, they got it pretty good. But like I was saying before, I don't mean to jump subject, but it went out into the ocean. It passed out into the ocean. And to think about it, we were going to go to Melbourne. We were going to go down there. We thought we were going to try to get around the backside of it, but it kept leaning that way. So it was, you know, it was obvious that we couldn't go to Melbourne because we would be right in the path of it. So we decided not to go. And luckily we didn't. It came out that way. But then it went back into the ocean. And while it was over Florida, it had decreased and had went down to tropical storm. But then when it got back to the Atlantic Ocean, it re-strengthened back to a Cat 1 and slammed into the Carolinas. And it did some damage there also. Serious damage. Serious damage. Couple of hurricanes right back to back. Irma and Ian. Crazy. Phew. Anyway. I think that is going to do it for this week's episode of the Darren Harris Podcast. Please join me next week when I will be talking about I don't even know yet. and that's how I think I'm going to keep it. I think I'm going to keep it by the seat of my pants. I think I'm going to keep it on some like straight up by the seat of my pants, whatever it is I'm feeling at the moment. I think that's what I'm going to give it to. That's how I'm going to give it to y'all. So. You know, I'm still have my segments and things like that, but I think I want to give it to y'all raw. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. But yeah, for real, thank you very much for tuning into my podcast. I do really appreciate everybody who's listened and all the new listeners, anybody who is new and listening to this podcast. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you listened to the end. I know my podcast can be a little long sometimes, and even still, my producer and my best friend, they both told me, you know, podcasts are only about 30 minutes long, and after 30 minutes, people quit listening. But I keep talking. So if you're listening still, I do appreciate it for, you know, giving me the whole, you know, whatever, however long this podcast is of your time. Whether or not you came in and listened to half of it and put it away, or you came in and listened to half of it and came back to it later, or you jumped in, you know, at the last end, or you gave me 2 minutes or 5 minutes or however long you gave me, man, please, please accept my thank you, my sincerest thank yous, and please come back and visit. Please come back and listen. Tell a friend, share it, DM me, let me know what you think about the show. If you got a topic that you want to discuss with me, You know, like I said, drop it in the DM and I'll pull it out and we'll get to whatever you want to talk about, because that's the thing I want to do is I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So I myself like to talk about my mental health. So I will continue to do that as I have updates and keep everybody informed about my journey and how I'm doing and my progress with my treatment. And you know, hopefully, you know, I can reach some people, and that's all I really want to do. That's my main goal with this podcast, is to reach some people and to make a few friends. You know what I'm saying? So again, thank you very much for tuning into my podcast. I love you all, and I will talk to you all next week. Peace.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.